Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the BBJN Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen such a time as this, the man better known as the Big and Crazy Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christianity and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
What a privilege to be here tonight. I want to just thank everybody, everyone, who held up my arms on last night and allowed me to get a little rest and to be blessed. I want to thank you for all of you who did that. Thank you so very much. And tonight we're here just simply, our platform is to give God 1,000 thank yous individually. Worldwide, they're doing that. And when we look at it worldwide, it's over now, over 3 billion praises a night going up to God. We started with just shy of a billion praises a night. Now God is blessing with over 3 billion praises a night. My. We just want to thank him. You know, he's done so much. And one of the things that God made in my heart lately is to keep this, continuously keep this before you all. And that is to be blessed of the Lord and get you more blessings now than you've ever seen in 2016. Get you blessed. How you do that? Well, number one, you got to know what the scripture says, because God's scripture does not lie, and he's going to perform it. Amen. It tells us in Matthew 16:19, whatever you loose on this earth shall be heaven, and whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And we've been loosing blessings. Loose blessings on this earth.
I think you've got another one still coming.
Thank you. Excuse me for a moment here. I'm just trying to help the poor. Whatever you bind in this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on this earth.
Thank you.
Okay. My. And if I could get you all every day, every day of your life, to join me in loosing blessings on yourself and join me in binding blessings on yourself. It will be from now on. So important. So very important.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good night. Okay. Now, the Lord gave me several binds and several looses. There's so many things you can loose on yourself that will be an ultra awesome blessing in your life. Instead of just getting up angry, why don't you get up in the morning and just start thanking God for what he's done for you and loose that I am healthy. See, suppose you had been doing that all year long. Somebody who the doctor proclaimed this or that over you. Suppose you had been loosing blessings, and then the Lord reveals to you how to eat to keep those blessings flowing in your life so you can be healthy. I believe he would have. He would remind you. Try to eat right and things like that so you can be physically strong. Suppose you loose blessings of your son. You can't be with him all the time. But when he is at school or at work or wherever, suppose you said, I bind the enemy trying to destroy my son. Because he is. The devil doesn't want any male factors that are strong in this world. Because God created them first. And Satan believes that if he can destroy the male factor in the family, in your home, then he will have defeated your home. But suppose you bind the enemy that's trying to bind your son and your daughter. Bind them. Bind the enemy, brother, that's trying to attack them. Bind every demon that's trying to come against them. And you do that all year long. What do you think you'll be at the end of the year and even during the year? I believe you'll be so much further ahead with your son. Your daughter will be so much further ahead. Suppose you take time. If you got problems in your shoulder, you got problems in your neck, in your back. Suppose you take time to bind that enemy that comes to hinder you in your body. Where do you think you'll be in a month if you bind him every day? Where do you think you'll be in a 6 month if you bind him every day? Where do you think you'll be in a year? Do you think you'll be at the same spot, same place, or you'll be further along? I believe you'll be so much further along. You might get up and run a marathon. If you just keep on binding the devil and loose that I am healthy, I can do all things through Christ. Yeah. See, that's so very, very important that you do it yourself, because it doesn't say that I'm supposed to speak it out over you, although I do. It doesn't say that I can't. But guess what? If you take it and grab it, don't let these things be loosed upon you that are blessings, like you've never seen in 2016, blessings. And I throw this out here at you, for you, and you just let it drop at your feet and don't receive it into your heart. That's so very important. See, I discovered that you can't help people who don't want to be helped. If you're a pastor and you've got members in your church who don't want to hear you or receive what you're saying, you can't help them. You just got to leave them in the hands of the Lord. Let God work it out when they hear you one day, because God can fix it. But if you have blessings uttered over you and you don't really want them, you know, just kind of like I keep telling that story about this man who was in prison. He was a black Muslim. And a white governor came into the office. He wanted to do something, you know, good, and he pardoned several people. One of them was this black Muslim. And they went to the black Muslim and told him, man, you're free, you're free, you're free. He said, what? He said, yeah, you're free, man. They pardoned you, they pardoned you. Who pardoned me? Governor Brown? Wait a minute, now, ain't that white governor? They said, you know, he's white, but he pardoned you, man. The black Muslim said, I don't want nothing that white man has. I don't care. I don't want it. He had racial prejudice in his heart. See, so he wouldn't. He said, I don't want it. And they went back to the white governor and told him, listen, the black Muslim you pardoned, he don't want your pardon. And we don't know what to do, set him free or not. And the white governor said, listen, a pardon is not a pardon unless the person who has been pardoned receives the pardon. And they rejected the pardon. He rejected the pardon, and they took it back. And the man had to spend 20 more years in prison, 20 more years in prison, simply because he would not receive the pardon. See, God has sent tonight Bernard Johnson to teach you all and to lead you all into getting blessings every day by speaking out, by loosing, that's by speaking blessings upon you and your family, loosing blessings and binding what the enemy has tried to do to you. Some of y'all had a pain in your body today, and you said, yeah, that's all you said. You missed it. You missed it. What did the Lord use Bernard Johnson to teach you? Don't let that pain go, then in your mind, hoping, I hope it don't hit me again. You missed it. Whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. Don't let that pain go like that. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something. I keep on saying this, but it's true. You ever worked on a job? Do you have a boss, or did you have a boss on the job when you worked, or if you're working now, don't you have a boss? That pain has a boss. Why would you think God don't let you have a boss and you above, you know, create a little bit above me, you know, and you don't have a boss? And that pain doesn't have a boss. It has a boss. God is his boss. Jesus Christ is the boss of that pain. And use your mouth to speak it out. Ask the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I bind your pain. Here you go. That pain. But you stop and think, whoa. That's what Johnson told me. The word is true. In the name of Jesus, I bind your pain. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You keep on doing that. See what that pain does. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So you're waiting on them to open their mouth and bow and confess that he's Lord. But you can make that devil, that demon that just hit you with that pain, bow too. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I bind you in Jesus' name. That demon, after what you keep on speaking that what the word says, after a while that demon's got to bow. Now what do you mean by he's going to have to get out of there? In the name of Jesus, wherever you're hitting, I curse the very root of you. I curse the root of it. Whatever the problem is, I curse the problem. I curse the very root of it. You keep on binding that thing in the name of Jesus. See, don't the word come true in your body and in your life. It will happen. Amen. Depression. Somebody mentioned depression on the line, I think Thursday or Friday. Oh, no, Wednesday. Fear the depression jumped off on somebody else. I'm sure it did. Because, see, that's the way the devil tries to do. But you should have, when they were speaking about they had depression, I caught it right then. I said, don't say that. In the name of Jesus, bind that thing. In the name of Jesus, loose that you're more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, loose that you're successful. Loose that you are prosperous. Loose it upon yourself. Don't be loosened, you know, I got depression. Because, see, whatever you speak out on this earth, the enemy tries to repeat it to God and accuse you and say, I have the right to give her depression. I have the right to give him depression. Because they said they had depression. That's why you got to learn to bind that thing. I don't have depression. In the name of Jesus, I loose that I am happy in my life. I loose joy in my spirit. I loose peace in my mind. See, you have that power. Read it in Matthew 16:19. And thou art Peter. Bar Jonah, and whatever you, I give unto you keys to the kingdom. What are the keys? What do they do? The kingdom, what is the kingdom? The kingdom of heaven, it says. And here's what the keys unlock. They lock everything that you speak out will be unlocked up in heaven. In other words, if heaven backs it up, it's going to happen. If heaven doesn't back it up, it won't happen. See, I believe in the fourth chapter of Revelation, the Bible says that there are four beasts. Read it in the fourth chapter, I believe, Revelation. There are four beasts around the throne of God, and describes them. One has the face of a leopard, a lion, or one has the face different things. I have to read it to refresh myself on the faces. But it talks about these four beasts, and the faces are wonderful, but that's not the important thing. Then they got, it says that they have six wings, two to cover their face, two to fly away, two to be with. But that's not the main important thing I'm trying to get to. These four beasts bow day and night. And then the Bible says, saying, S-A-Y-I-N-G. It tells what they're saying. Now, that's the important thing right there, because that word saying means that they're speaking it out. They're saying holy. They keep saying holy, 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 four beats. So holy, 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 holy. They all speak out, four of them. So can you imagine every minute, holy, 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 holy. They don't speak it. I don't know if they speak at the same time. They may speak just kind of intermittently. But they cry and holy, day and night. Now, let me ask y'all something. Is God holy? Yes, yes, he is. How can you not be holy? And I'm sure God doesn't really need that, but he accepts it. How can you not be holy if you got four beasts around you reminding you like this? Holy, 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 holy. Every time you look up, every time you turn around, holy, 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 all night long. Holy, 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 holy. Anything you're going to be, do. Holy, 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 holy. Just crying holy all day and all night around you. But see, what I'm trying to get you to see is that they're speaking it out. They're speaking. It says saying, S-A-I-N-G. The beast around us. Around his throne, saying, S-A-I-N-G, saying, S-A-I-N-G, saying, speaking out. They're not silent. They're saying, holy, 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 holy. Somebody said to me, I think it was Dr. E.B. Hill before he passed. I used to travel with him. Probably 14 years I traveled with Dr. Hill. And somebody asked him, Dr. Hill, why do these beasts keep on crying out, holy, 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 holy? I brought another one out just a while ago. But another point he brought out, he said, because every time these beasts bow and cry, holy, 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 he said, God is so good to them that before they can get back up, the Lord has already done something else for them, and they got to bow again and cry, holy, holy, holy. See, but the main thing is that they speak out. That's why the word up here in Matthew 16, 18, 19 says, whatever you loose, how you loose it, you speak it out. See, some people have spoken out negative things. My son, you ain't nothing. My boy ain't nothing. He's just like his daddy. He ain't gonna never. See, you can't speak stuff like that out unless you want that to happen. And sure enough, they keep on speaking that stuff out, and guess what their boy is like? Just like his daddy. He ain't nothing because his daddy wasn't nothing. But suppose they had spoken out. Like I took time to speak over our young people at our church the other day. I said, I'll speak out. Then one of you, or maybe two of you, will be the president of the United States. See, if you don't get out in the leadership that believes these type things, you'll never see them come to pass. You'll never see it happen because it's never spoken out. I said, one of you, you're going to be doctors. You're going to be lawyers. You're going to be all kind of high positions. You're going to own banks. I spoke it out over them. See, you got to put that in their mind. What does the devil do to you? He starts out by putting things in your mind. It's called witchcraft. What happened up in heaven? He started out by putting things in their mind in heaven, and he overthrew one-third of the heavenly hosts, fell with him when he got thrown out and kicked out of heaven. But he put it in their minds. You ought to worship me. You ought to praise me. See, he was trying to stop heaven. There was a war up in heaven. Read the 12th chapter of Revelation. But he spoke it out. That's what you call witchcraft, mind control. But there is a God control. When you speak the things of God out, amen, it gets in your spirit. That's why he wants you to speak it out, because he wants it to get in your spirit. That's why he wants you to speak it out, because he wants it to get in your spirit. That's why he wants you to speak it out, because he wants you to get it in your spirit. I don't even know if some of y'all caught what I just did. Spoke it out. What do I want to get in your spirit? Then you got to speak it out, because God wants you to get that in your spirit. What does the devil do? Look at what the enemy does. See, sometimes you can recognize what God wants you to do by recognizing what the enemy is trying to do. The enemy gets in your ear and says, oh, you ain't going to make it. You're getting old now. You ain't got the energy that you used to have. And before you know it, keep on, and you don't have the energy that you used to have. Then the devil gets in your ear, oh, you're tired. You're tired. Oh, you've been dealing with this now too long. You're tired. And when it happens, before you know it, he's got you saying, I'm tired now. And what happens, you get tired because you spoke it out. Instead of saying, I'm fresh. I got power in Christ. I got the ability to hang in there. I got the ability to be, it's going to be great. I am the victor. I do have victory. I will come out with my hands up, shouting, praising God. See, instead of putting those things out, you put out, I'm tired. And when you know it, it gets all of your spirit. The enemy uses the same thing on you that I'm trying to get y'all to use for Jesus Christ. All right, I know time has passed. But let's go to thanking God now. Let's reset on our minds and our souls and our minds. Sometimes I need to teach things. It takes a little while. But you get that thing inside of you, and we'll go up together. All right? Everybody open your lines. Have the ability, Pastor Hagin, if you can open up the lines, let's start thanking God. We got about 15 minutes of thanking a thousand times, 17 minutes of thanking a thousand times. We can do that. Come on, let's start thanking him. Lord, thank you. I'm losing this on my life. Lord, I thank you. We loosen this in our spirit. Lord, we thank you. We loosen this in our souls. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Thank you. Thou art worthy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The enemy doesn't want you to lose that.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Discomfort in their chest. Thank you, Jesus. And we ask that God now to send his healing grace to that person and the name of Jesus right now to the divine healing. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Find that discomfort in your chest right now in the name of Jesus. And we lose healing, brother.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's wait away. Lord, that's your temple. Go in there. We pray. You're already in there. We ask you to release healing virtue. Yeah, you're the boss of that. You're the boss. Yeah, this company fight it out.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We're going to bless you, Lord.
Bless you.
Father God.
God, yes.
Pastor Johnson, are you there? Pastor Johnson, are you there?
I'm here.
This is Brother Lonnie. How are you doing today? God bless.
I'm doing tremendous. Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing it is. And I just want to add that we're at work right now, and I'm just, you know, just praising the Lord and be bold and boastful. That's what he says. You know, go out into the and shout it from the mountaintops. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed of the Lord. You know, when you go out in public and people going to look at you crazy if you say hallelujah, praise the Lord, you know. But, hey, you know, you just got to be boastful in the Lord. And I did my victory dance up in court yesterday, Pastor.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I was doing my victory dance. I went to court, and they was ready to just dismiss everything. And then my lawyer got up and said, well, I want to move it to a different courtroom. And it, like, he's trying to jam me up. And I don't know what that was an attempt to do, but the Lord intervened and said, no. The judge said, no, we ain't going to do that. We're going to keep it right here. And he said, you take the time and think about what you want to do. You want to accept the offer that they're offering you and have probation. And you know, you don't get into no more trouble, then we'll just drop everything. And I said, well, why am I going to accept a plea for something that I didn't do, you know, something that I'm innocent for? So I'm still debating on what I'm going to do. I had time to think about it, so I'm going to pray on it and ask the Lord to guide me and tell me what I should do and how I should go about, you know, completing this process that I've been going through. It's been a wonderful time, you know, I've had, you know, I ain't gonna say it's all been good, but I'm gonna say it's all been good in Jesus' name, because it says in the Bible when you come together for the good and for the sake and for the righteousness of the Lord, then he is in the midst, and his work and his will be done. You know, I'm not good at quoting scriptures, but I can get with you. I'm just saying, I'm just happy today in the Lord, and I'm delighted, you know, to be here and be on the prayer line, and that's what I just wanted to add that.
Well, thank you so much, Brother Lonnie. That's a wonderful, wonderful blessing. If you got a lawyer and they're getting ready to dismiss the case and he wants to move it, you might want to pray about the way you want to keep that lawyer and get rid of him. He's a selfish person. In other words, he's get something for himself rather than for you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what that is.
Yeah. Mhm. You don't need.
And that judge
like
said no. That judge said no. We ain't moving nowhere. We're gonna stay right here. You think about what you want to do, and you come back and let me know what you gonna do. And I'm thinking like, man, all the evidence. I don't have. They don't. I mean, I'm innocent. And but you know, Lord said it says, blessed be those who try to persecute you. And those who try to bear false witness to you.
Listen to me. Listen to me. That man, who's that lawyer for you, it doesn't sound like he's in your corner. I would admit to him. You'd be better, Judge, when getting ready to say everything, you'd be better representing yourself in that situation. I don't recommend that for any other, but if they've already done the court case, I think you can ask, Judge, I want to represent myself at the mercy of the court. That judge is already in your corner, and he's going to dismiss your case. You just got to get rid of that.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's already in your, yeah.
A letter. I don't know. I guess the Lord used the letter, but I put it in my hand. I gave it to him. It got to his hand. And the Lord has given me favor with that judge, so.
Amen.
Given rid of what I call the negative nuances, that lawyer doesn't seem like he's in your corner now.
Yeah, he was causing me a lot of anxieties, and we were speaking on that at church, and we were saying that we don't have time to be caught up with the principalities of this world when we got to be out here trying to do the Lord's work. We can't have them kind of distractions and having those kind of that negative energy trying to hold us back from doing the Lord's work. So, you know, I bind him and I bind that lawyer from trying to keep me in this situation.
You caught it. Listen, the next time you go to court, make sure I know I'm gonna try to go with you. Okay.
Okay.
Love
yes,
you.
Pastor. Thank you.
All right.
So
let me open up the line to anybody else on the line who has anything you want to say to him. This is a young man. You know, they're trying to shoot all of our young men down the drain. It's a ploy to try to make our young women available to them. The society trying to do that so they can spoil the black women and young in prison, put them in, on drugs and you know. I don't want to go into the history of it, but anybody want to say anything else? Encourage this young man, the line's open to you.
I would like to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I agree with you, Pastor Jensen, he needs to dismiss that lawyer in the name of Jesus. That lawyer is not for him. He's an innocent man, and I don't see why he should be pleading guilty to something that he's not guilty of. And dismiss that judge, dismiss that lawyer, and stand up for and trust God.
Amen.
Yeah, I think you'd be better on. God bless you. Somebody doing a lot of stuff in the background is coming across the line. But anybody else want to speak before we dismiss? Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless these people in the city and bless them to feel and bless their going out and their coming in. Oh, bless their family, their bank account.
I receive it.
The country from heaven and shake our natural blessing.
I receive it.
I receive it. Jesus, my name.
Thank you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I receive it.
I receive it.
God bless you.
Have
a wonderful night. You are dismissed.
Thank you. And God bless you too, Ambassador. Dr. Johnson, God bless you.
I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus.